Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More than a dozen dead in a mass shooting in Australia. We have the story.
A man has died after a crash in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and owes over $320,000 in restitution to the city of Wichita. We'll tell you why coming up.
Los Angeles police say a death investigation is underway at a home owned by actor and director Rob Reiner.
Los Angeles fire officials found the two bodies inside the home after they'd been called for a medical aid request around 3:30 Sunday afternoon. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton confirmed the death investigation, but would not identify the bodies, only telling reporters that positive IDs would come from the LA County Coroner's Office.
At this time, the Los Angeles Police Department is not seeking anyone as a suspect or as a person of interest or in any other manner, and we will not be doing that until we conduct our investigation and we move forward.
While police won't confirm the identities, both L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and California Governor Gavin Newsom have released statements honoring Reiner and his wife, calling the situation, quote, a tragic loss. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police have named the two men who shot and killed 15 people at a Jewish Hanukkah event on an iconic Australian beach.
Father and son Sajid and Navid Akram targeted Jews marking Hanukkah on Sydney's Bondi Beach. Among their victims, a 10-year-old girl and a survivor of the Holocaust. People have gathered to mourn and lay flowers.
What we saw yesterday was an act of pure evil, an act of anti-Semitism, an act of terrorism on our shores.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, he's promised to tighten Australia's already stringent gun laws. The attackers are said to have pledged allegiance to ISIS. The older man, Sajid Akram, was killed by police. His son is in the hospital. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Police say a man was killed when he was ejected from his vehicle in a crash on I-235 in South Wichita Saturday night. A highway patrol trooper and a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy were in the area of I-235 and Meridian when they observed a maroon Dodge Caravan traveling at a high rate of speed and driving recklessly. The Dodge Caravan subsequently collided with a Volkswagen Passat in the 3800 block of South Meridian. As a result of the collision, the Passat left the roadway and overturned. The Dodge Caravan also overturned. The victim's name has not been released.
A Wichita man has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and owes more than $300,000 in restitution to the city of Wichita.
This comes after he stole and damaged a historic cannon from Central Riverside Park back in April. Gordon L. Pierce III told police he committed the crime to pay off a drug debt after he was robbed of $20,000 worth of methamphetamine. An affidavit said Pierce used his vehicle to get the cannon off its granite pedestal, then dragged it behind his vehicle to a friend's house. He spent several hours cutting it up. The cannon was cast in Spain in 1794 and was captured in Cuba during the Spanish-American War in 1898. The United States presented the cannon to Kansas Governor W.E. Stanley, who then presented it to the city of Wichita in 1900. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita, Wichita City Council, that is, will hold a second reading at Tuesday's meeting on an ordinance passed last week.
A special election was approved for next March on a proposed 1% city sales tax increase. The council will discuss plans to redesign Douglas Avenue east of downtown from Washington to Grove. An operating agreement with Botanica is also on the agenda, along with next year's proposed outsourced pavement preservation and dirt street paving programs. They'll also look over updated plans for the First Street Bridge over the Arkansas River near Exploration Place. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
After a person of interest was taken into custody for the mass shooting at Brown University on Saturday, state and local officials announced yesterday that they have released that person of interest from custody. Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez explained what led to that release.
We did our thorough investigation, examined, ended up drafting some search warrants, came up with some evidence, but that evidence was examined, and we didn't have enough, obviously, to be able to prosecute anybody, and so the person was released.
Shooting leaves two people dead, nine others injured, and any remaining classes on campus have been canceled.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kind of a double gut punch for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, so we'll have lowlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Congress expecting another busy week on health care. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 22 degrees. iRobot, the maker of the Roomba vacuum and mop cleaner, filed for bankruptcy protection Sunday, saying that it would go private after being bought by Pika Robotics, its primary manufacturer. Company, which raised concerns about staying in business in March, filed for Chapter 11 protection in Delaware bankruptcy court as it grapples with increased competition from lower-priced rivals and new U.S. tariffs.
Congress expects another busy week on health care.
House Republicans are planning to put their own health care proposal on the floor this week as the Affordable Care Act tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. There's also a separate bill proposed by Republican moderates such as Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick that would provide a short-term extension of the ACA tax credits. Over 20 million Americans could see an increase in their health insurance premiums if the tax credits expire. It's unclear if either proposal will have the votes to pass. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Now it's time to get those Christmas cards and packages in the mail if you want to beat the holiday shipping rush.
With just under 2 weeks to go until Christmas, many people are getting ready to ship those holiday gifts. Here are the deadlines to help with that task. If you're using the U.S. Postal Service, next Wednesday, December 17th, is the deadline for both ground shipping and first-class mail to ensure they arrive in time for the holidays. Thursday, the 18th, is the deadline for U.S. Postal Service priority mail. Deadline for FedEx ground economy packages to arrive by Christmas is December 15th. UPS ground shipping is the 17th. UPS three-day shipping is the 19th. And UPS second-day airs deadline is December 22nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Driving during winter is more dangerous in some states than others. That's according to a recent study.
We've heard these tips before. Slow down, increase distance, easy on the gas and brake, and avoid cruise control. Yet many of us are not following those winter driving tips, with a report from MoneyGeek showing that winter weather crashes killed almost 1,600 people between 2020 and 2023, with an average of 395 deaths per year. That drivers in 15 states face higher fatal crash risks. than the rest of the country, with Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Alaska, and Illinois topping the list. States with the least winter weather driving deaths: South Carolina, Iowa, Hawaii, Connecticut, and Nevada. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita, starting to pick up, starting to see more traffic on the highways out there on those traffic cameras. Starting to see a lot of traffic slowing down and backing up northbound on K-15 right now, starting about 31st Street South, so just ahead of I-135 and that road construction there. Down in the Boeing area, things northbound on K-15 starting to back up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve, congratulations again on your retirement. I think you were all over Channel 12 Friday night.
I was. I couldn't stay up that late. I had to go. Hey, thanks for the words, and I did see the piece, one of the pieces anyway, and I told Shelley, I watched it, that was really well done. You guys did a great job. Thank you for doing that.
You bet. Just every time I looked up, I'm like, hey, I talk to that guy every morning. So it was kind of fun, but again, congratulations. We're looking ahead to what should be another quiet week of weather. For travel, good news for last-minute Christmas shopping. I say last-minute, even though we still have a week and a half to go before Santa's big arrival. But, you know, when you get right down to it, no winter storm, no super windy days coming up. We will have a bit of a breeze today. It's going to be kind of windy on Thursday, so plan accordingly there. But overall, the temperature forecast not looking bad. We're going to be close to 50 this afternoon, mostly sunny throughout the day. Clouds will start moving in later tonight, but there's no big chance of rain or snow coming on through, and no strong front either. 29 will be our overnight low, headed for 54 tomorrow. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, and not as breezy on Tuesday. It is out of the south. We're back up to 58 degrees. I did check because we're at the halfway point here in December. We are not in a top 10 warmest Decembers on record. Of course, the weekend cold kind of dragging the average down, but we'll see how things continue to go, because not just this week, but even through Christmas week, things continue to look very mild for Central Plains and across the area. So we're going to be feeling a little bit more like fall rather than winter. And right now in Wichita, we have 22 degrees. The wind chill is 10, so bundle up because it's still a cold start here on a Monday morning. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
My daughter and her kids, the grandkids, went to Illuminations Saturday night. But Shelly and I, they opened the door to come in and said, "Nah, I'm not going." Wow, that breeze was just too much for me. But they said it was really nice. It was a little chilly. You just got to bundle up for Illuminations, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad we had a little bit of cold weather over the weekend. That kind of spurred me to finish my Christmas shopping, because when it gets 60 degrees at this time of year, I kind of forget it.
You're not in the mood.
Yeah.
All right, Ross. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning, and that is the forecast this morning with Ross Jansen from the Storm Team 12. Let's see. Today is the 15th day of December. High yesterday, 29 degrees in Wichita.
Ooh, didn't even make it out of the 20s yesterday.
Normal high, 46. Yeah. It was on this date in 2021, a huge wind and fire event took place with winds of 80 to 100 miles per hour gusting across central Kansas, knocking down numerous power lines, helped spark several large and deadly grass fires. This was just 4 years ago. The most significant fire took place north of Hayes and north of Russell, and was named the Four County Fire. It burned 400,000 acres and caused two fatalities. In addition, it killed thousands of cattle and burned numerous homes. That was in 2021 in this state. All right, I want to say a birthday. I don't know if you have any birthdays. I've got a birthday. Do you have any birthdays today? Okay. I've got one. Sarah Purcell's having a birthday. And we've known Sarah for several years, at least I have. She's a registered nurse. She's done nursing, but I'm not sure what she's doing for a living right now, but I know it's something good. Now, her husband, Derek, you know, Derek was Wichita's public affairs officer or media relation guy for a while.
Okay.
And I think he's retired now, But they're good people. Their daughter, Natalie, is very, very good friends with my grandchildren, Mary and Jocelyn. They all, the three of them, cheered together and all that. So Sarah's having a birthday today. Happy birthday to Sarah Purcell. Steve and Ted in the morning, right here on KNSS. Derek's a man who several years ago asked for an autographed photo of you and I.
Oh.
And it is hanging on the wall in his basement, I understand.
Very nice.
There you go. Keeps the little vermin away on this date. 51 years ago, 1974, Young Frankenstein was released with Gene Wilder as Dr. Frankenstein, Marty Feldman as Igor, and Peter Boyle as the Monster. Are all three of them, is Wilder still with us?
Oh, no.
So all three of those fellows
are all
passed.
Gone. Yeah.
Wow. That was 51 years
by
ago.
By the way, that was released this, what year? Yeah.
74.
Yeah, same year as Blazing Saddles was released early that year. Young Frankenstein was released late in that year. Both those movies by Mel Brooks were released in the same year.
Wow.
Two of the great comedies of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don Johnson having a birthday today. He's 76.
Ooh, Wichita guy.
Yeah, Sonny Crockett, Miami Vice. And Nash Bridges started HBO's Watchmen. And as you said, a graduate, I believe class of 67, Wichita South High School.
Wichita South.
How about that? Salute to him.
Made it out of here and got in the big time Hollywood.
The big time.
Yep.
There you go. 7:17, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we had pro football action yesterday up at Arrowhead Stadium. Home game for the Kansas City Chiefs, taking on division rival, the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs offense struggled in this one. In fact, the Chiefs had a 10-point lead late in the first half. But then the Chargers started scoring. The Chiefs started not scoring. In fact, in the second half, the Chiefs only had the ball four times. Three and out punt. Interception. Nothing on offense in the second half.
Whoa.
And so the Chiefs lose the game, but worse than that, the Chiefs also lost their star quarterback. That's what you never, ever want to see happen. But it happened yesterday. Late in the game, Mitch Holtis with the call right here on KNSS.
Chiefs will be under center on first down with Kareem Hunt behind Mahomes. They fake to him. Mahomes off play action. Moving to the right, he'll throw it late. A flag thrown on the play, and it's incomplete. Mahomes is hurt. Mahomes is grabbing his leg. He's hurt. Mahomes taking a shot at the end of that play and is grabbing his leg.
Not good. He had to leave the game, and more on that. But the Chiefs were only down by three. They had a chance, but could not come up with any points. Once again, another interception as the Chargers win the game.
And the Chargers and the Broncos are the Chiefs of a year ago. The Chargers are going to win this game 16-13 as they go to a knee. They go to 6-1 in one possession games. The Broncos are 9-2. So the two teams ahead of the Chiefs in the division are 15-3 in one possession games. The Chiefs will now fall to 1-7 in one possession games. Only Washington has been worse. And Patrick Mahomes, playing primarily the most of the game until he got injured at the end, has never lost three regular season games in a row until today. And the Chiefs now will fall to 6-8 and will all but just an infinitesimal chance. They are out of the playoff picture for the first time since 2014. And the Chargers will go to 10-4 on the season. A game where the Chiefs led 13-3. With 38 seconds to go in the second quarter and lose it 16-13.
After the game, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Patrick hurt his left knee. We'll get an MRI tomorrow or this evening whenever they get him in there. And then Jalen Moore, likewise left knee. And then Thornton got hit in the head and you know, we'll just see where he's at, but he's in the protocol right now. Listen, all in all, we came up short. We on both sides of the ball and special teams, we had a few mistakes, and that ends up costing you against a good football team. I appreciate the effort of the guys and stepping up, and playing hard and aggressive. Some positions were backup guys to backup guys, and they battled their tail off. So that's appreciated.
Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time in 11 years. And winning that division 10 years in a row, that's come to an end. And the more bad news, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tore the ACL in his left knee. So he's out for the next 6 to 11 months. Sometimes, the best case scenario, you're back in 6 months. It takes longer. Sometimes it can be almost a year. So see what happens as Patrick Mahomes will recover from that torn ACL and the Chiefs go forward. Not good times either for the former head coach at Michigan in college football, Sharon Moore, who, of course, from Derby and played at Derby and Butler Community College, fired as head coach at Michigan.
School officials terminated Moore's multi-million dollar contract Wednesday after his former mistress gave them evidence of their affair. Prosecutors say Moore, who's married with 3 kids and his assistant, had an intimate relationship for years. But things went sour, and she broke things off on Monday. Moore allegedly, though, did not leave his ex-lover alone, calling her and texting her. So she reported their affair to the school, and that's when he was fired. At that point, it appears Moore had some kind of a breakdown. His wife called 911 saying he was suicidal, and prosecutors say Moore went to his former mistress's apartment, broke in, grabbed some butter knives and kitchen scissors, and threatened to kill himself.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report. Sports with Steve and Ted is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, maybe a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, that's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
722 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. This month's focus on child safety. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. And 22 degrees. Two people have been found dead inside a Hollywood actor and director Rob Reiner's Los Angeles home Sunday. Los Angeles Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton explains what the next steps are on the police department.
The Los Angeles Police Department is now conducting an investigation at this residence here on Chadbourne, and that investigation will continue over the coming days.
Hamilton says they are not seeking a suspect at this time. It appears that Reiner and wife Michelle were stabbed to death, possibly by a relative.
At least 15 people are dead. 38 are being treated for injuries after two shooters opened fire at Bondi Beach near Sydney, Australia, where the local Jewish community was celebrating Hanukkah. New South Wales Minister for Police and Counterterrorism, Yasmin Catley, says law enforcement has been in contact with Jewish leaders for years.
I spoke with some Jewish leaders out there. They were so thankful of the police and the work that they've been doing. As we well know, the relationship between the Jewish community and the New South Wales police is strong.
Shooters were father and son. The son is in critical condition. The father was killed. A motive not provided.
In southeast Kansas, Pittsburgh police have arrested a man after two women were shot early Sunday morning in an alley. 23-year-old Walter Herrera Alvarez was arrested and booked on 2 counts of aggravated battery and is being held without bond. A police report, someone called dispatch to say that 2 people had been shot and were being driven to a hospital by a personal vehicle. The two victims, a 22-year-old woman and a 23-year-old woman, were flown to Kansas City for additional treatment, and they are currently in stable condition.
The Wichita City Council recently voting unanimously to put a 1% sales tax increase proposal on the ballot for a vote coming up next year in March. Dave Traubert with the Kansas Policy Institute says,
this is pretty obvious that it's been rushed in end of the year. Maybe people aren't paying attention, and then we'll stick it on a March ballot. Really?
Right.
How about taking some time to analyze prioritization. And if you want to put it on the August primary ballot where you know you're going to get a good turnout. The thing with the sales tax, as we're reminded every time someone wants to propose one, is that it hits the poorest people the most.
Robert was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
President Trump has said the next step beyond destroying suspected Venezuelan drug boats could be strikes on land.
Many see recent U.S. threats of land strikes as a means of forcing Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro out of power. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said,
I will welcome more and more pressure so that Maduro understands that he has to go.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia said drug traffickers are a threat, but when it comes to attacks on foreign soil,
the president, when he puts American forces potentially in harm's way, needs to come and explain to the American people what the goal is here.
Both were on CBS Face the Nation. Some Democrats in Congress said a recent strike on survivors of an alleged drug boat could qualify as a war crime. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and milder today. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. High temperature 48, which is pretty close to normal. A few clouds, south winds 5 to 10, 29 tonight. Mostly sunny and even milder on Tuesday. High temperature 54, mostly sunny and highs near 60 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now, a few clouds, still cold out there, 22 degrees, and we have a south wind at 13 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning, Steve and Ted show number 7076. And it's Monday morning, that means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor.
Steve, how was the rest of your awesome retirement party?
Oh, couldn't be better. Oh, we just had a great time. And thank you for the kind words that you had for us. We appreciate it.
Of course. You deserve it. Thank you for your 55 years of service to our community. And I was really appreciative to hear from Governor Kelly, Senator Moran, Representative Estes. They all had really kind words to say about your service. So thank you again. I hope you felt the love.
Oh, I did. And again, thank you for being there. We appreciate it.
Of course.
So what?
How was the rest of your weekend?
Well, yeah, I tried to get inside most of the time. My kids and my grandkids and my daughter went to Illumination Saturday night. I was chicken. I didn't go, too cold. But Illumination is always, you know, it's a great place to go. So that's what they did. And I didn't do much else than that, Mayor. So there you go.
Well, Botanic is always a great place to celebrate the holidays. And I know this weekend was very cold, but I'm so appreciative that people still came out. I had the opportunity to go to the Kansas Children's Service League Red Stocking Breakfast on Saturday morning, and lots of people still came out despite the cold. Then had the opportunity to go to the Advanced Learning Library to celebrate the 90th birthday of Balbier, who's one of the founders of Trees for Life. And there was an event called Art Connecting Hearts. Then I had the opportunity to reconnect with my fellow Gore scholars. So congratulations to the Gore semifinalists for this year. As you know, this is Wichita State University's biggest scholarship. And so there are another group of kiddos that are excelling in leadership and academics that have moved forward. And then on Sunday, I did something crazy. I did a run with about 60 other folks called the Fortune 88 Toy Drive Run from about Orpheum Theater to College Hill in 24 degree temperatures. But we survived, so that was good. And then finally ended the night at the menorah lighting with the Chabad of Wichita to celebrate Hanukkah.
I'll tell you, but if you bundle up and get enough wrapped around, you can usually survive that as long as the wind's not too bad. But
Got to have the hat and the gloves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't mention Balbier. I haven't spoken to him or seen him for several years. I think Shelley and I have known Balbier for about 40 years or more. Yeah,
oh, really?
He's got the Trees for Life thing going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's just celebrated his 90th birthday this month, and so this was really an opportunity to do a fundraiser to help with arts and just connecting with the community. And so it was really nice to see folks there. Senator Aletha Faust-Gadeau also gave a Senate resolution for him. So it was nice. I think that there's so much good in our community, and we need to celebrate the goodness.
All right, we have a city council meeting tomorrow. What's on the agenda? What do we need to talk about this morning?
Okay, there are over a dozen items that we'll discuss tomorrow. So it will be a lengthy council meeting, but I did move up two items of major interest for this community. As you know, last week, the council unanimously voted to allow the sales tax vote to be up to the hands of the individuals here in our community. So it will be the second reading of that sales tax tomorrow. People can still talk about it. And again, the proposed sales tax was not my plan. However, we did unanimously vote with my council members to put it in the fate of the hands of the community of Wichita. The second one that has a lot of conversation is Douglas Street. As you know, there's been some confusion, I think, about the Douglas Street redesign, which is the road diet on Douglas. And again, that was not my vision or my plan, but I believe the city has much more pressing street issues that should be addressed first. So I really just want to hear from the community tomorrow, but we will be voting on whether or not that design concept moves forward. There will be several other items on there, from affordable workforce housing that's being proposed to more economic development projects with jobs. And then there's pay increases there. So there's just a lot going on tomorrow. So I highly encourage people to come out to the last city council meeting, a full council meeting of the year at City Hall, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
What about the design on Douglas? I don't understand. You put down concrete and then you put stripes on it. What? Are there going to be some landscaping or something? What's going on?
So it's going to the proposal is a road diet, reducing it down to three lanes with some bike lanes. And so I've heard from people, and there's been a lot of folks that are not happy about reducing that street. And so, again, not my plan. However, we get to vote on it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, somebody reduced McLean Avenue down to three lanes over in my neighborhood, and this is the biggest stinking mess I've ever seen. I mean, sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
you need to come and speak up tomorrow.
I mean, who planned that thing? Larry Moe and Curly? Come on. That was pretty bad. Well, listen, again, thank you for being with us the other night, and we appreciate all that you're doing for the community, and good luck on that meeting on Douglas Street. Should be good, right,
Ted?
And Mayor Wu read the big proclamation that city gave you.
She did. That was very
Friday.
Nice.
That was nice.
I don't know where it is. I've lost it.
Oh, come on, Steve.
I think somebody down the hall has it, so I'll find it pretty soon here. Thank you, Mayor Wu. We appreciate it. Wichita is the mayor. Monday with the mayor, Lily Wu. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. See what we got coming up next. How about Town West developer wanting more incentives? That's on the way. The Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 7:45 on a Monday morning. Still very chilly, 22 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
Chiefs eliminated from the playoffs after a 16-13 loss to the Chargers. Mahomes out for the season, torn ACL in left knee.
Two.
15 people dead, 38 wounded after a mass shooting at a beach in Australia.
One.
Actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle found dead in their California home, apparently stabbed by a relative. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Well, we've got something in traffic slowing things down northbound on I-135. Can't tell if it's an accident or not. It's a little ways away from the nearest traffic camera. However, I do see flashing lights there. It's northbound I-135 right around K-15. This backup slowdown goes all past hydraulic now, almost all the way down to where the junction is with I-235. So some heavy traffic right there in South Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and much warmer today with a high of 47 degrees. Yesterday's high, 29. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low, 29. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny and warmer still. The high tomorrow, 53 degrees. Now a few clouds, a south wind at 13 miles per hour. 22 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A new update has been released for iPhones with some new features, but only for certain models.
Fox, Unchecked.
It's time to update your iPhone again. Apple released an update for iOS, the software that runs iPhones. The updated version is numbered as 26.2, and it will be available to iPhone 11 or newer devices. The update brings some new features that Apple teased during its developer conference that are aimed at improving how users use certain native apps. The Reminders app will allow you to tag a reminder as urgent with alarms for due times, and Apple Music will now automatically create chapters for podcasts that don't come with chapters as produced by their creators to make listening to pods easier. The update also brings enhanced safety alerts for impending disasters like floods or emergencies, which provide you with instantly mapped evacuation routes or other pertinent information. Updates are also available for operating systems for iPad, Mac, Apple TV, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A down close on Wall Street Friday, but Boeing stock went up.
Stocks finishing lower with the tech-heavy Nasdaq leading the charge as investors rotate away from tech as Broadcom and Oracle fueled concerns about an AI bubble. Chipmaker Broadcom followed Oracle in delivering earnings that left Wall Street wanting more. Its stock plunged over 12% despite its quarterly earnings beat. The company did warn of slimmer future margins, causing renewed concerns about the profitability of AI investments. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with tech the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. The Dow winners: McDonald's, Boeing, and United Health; the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Nvidia. The Dow down 246 points, the Nasdaq lower by 399, S&P 500 down 74. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Town West developer wants more incentives. The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The developer turning Town West Square into a business park is going to the Wichita City Council on Tuesday to ask for more incentives. Prep Funds is the developer and is asking for a tax increment financing district. If approved, the TIF district will reimburse the developer up to $13 million in eligible costs for the conversion of the former mall into Wichita Business Park. A TIF district is an economic development tool that funds redevelopment costs in blighted areas through the incremental increase in property taxes that occurs over time because of the investment. Wichita pharmaceutical manufacturer Fagron Sterile Services will also ask the council for incentives on Tuesday. This time, it's a sales tax exemption on construction materials and a five-year property tax exemption for its renovation of a city-owned building that will be leased by the company. Fagron makes and sells medications to healthcare providers and will make the request through $39 million in industrial revenue bonds to update the building at 8835 East 34th Street North. That's halfway between Rock and Webb. IRBs mean the city does not lend money and requires the developer to secure its own funding for the project. And two Wichita hospitals have been named to Forbes magazine's list of top hospitals nationally. That's a list of only 253 in the U.S., and Wichita's Wesley Medical Center and Via Christi St. Teresa both made it with five-star ratings. Forbes used data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to evaluate based on clinical patient outcomes, such as rates of mortality, survival, infection, and readmissions. Six other hospitals made the highest tier in Kansas, including hospitals in McPherson, Pratt, and Lawrence. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So, Kirk, did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
Did not do anything exciting. Okay. Got a lot of stuff done around the house, a lot of Christmas prep.
Prep, okay. In other words,
shopping.
Shopping, okay. I did some of that on Saturday. Took my two twin granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn. We went out to buy something for their grandmother, because it always helps when, you know, I have a Christmas tree, but there's all these presents for me, but never any for St. Shelley. Somehow, I'm exaggerating. She always gets something nice. So we went out and did a little shopping. Great to spend some time with these two young women. They've both got boyfriends in their lives and school and all kinds of things going on. So this is the first time that the three of us have got to do anything together. Went down to Monarch and had a great sandwich, and there you go. Great afternoon. So
when you take them out shopping, do you push them towards gifts for St. Shelley that benefit you in the end, like a new mixer that makes cookies or anything like that?
No. Let me explain something to you, Kirk. That's not this what you do when you have a wife, okay? You don't give her handy tools Like, you know, the year that I gave her the year supply of vacuum cleaner bags was not my best year.
Didn't work out.
No. It was terrible. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You could say it sucked. Vacuum bags.
Yes, you could. There you go. I'm going to write that down. Okay. Let's see here. Today is Bill of Rights Day. Important day to celebrate America's Constitution and the framework of society that ascribes rights and freedoms to society. Now, the Bill of Rights commemorates, that's 10 amendments, first 10 amendments to the Constitution. And as far as I know, Ted, help me with my history. At that time, there was really nothing like that in the world. Maybe still isn't. Did they base it on Magna Carta or something like that from Europe?
It was a pretty tight document. Yeah. I mean, it's guaranteeing your freedoms to your people. That was the whole kind of basis of it.
It means that you as an individual are important.
What are your rights? What are your freedoms here in this country?
Try to limit all the power that the state can, the things it can do to you. So there you go. Bill of Rights.
Now, basically what we run our country with. We've been with it now for 240 years.
It's a great idea, and I still think it's the way we ought to be doing things, but who knows? The Bill of Rights.
Yeah, some things with our country are wrong, and that's why we amend the Constitution every so often.
That's right.
Change it. Keep it a living document.
When's the last time?
Although we haven't had one. Haven't had an amendment in a while.
Good question.
So that means things have been going perfectly.
Exactly.
Kirk, do you remember what it was about, the last amendment?
I don't.
The last amendment? Oh, man.
What in my life? Well, we'll have
It's in your lifetime. but it sure hasn't been anything since
the 70s. It might have been that. Was it Succession? Was that one of them?
Yeah, it was one of them, but that was back in, that was after FDR. In the 50s.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No. There you go.
In the 40s.
Yeah. We'll check it out. Find out more about it.
Kirk? Doesn't it have something to do with congressional pay?
That might be. Yeah, and you can't get a pay, can't give them a pay raise during an election year or something like that.
Yeah, there's something like
be.
That. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, like you say, Kirk. It's a, we don't need to amend it. Heck, we've been doing really great here for the past 60 or 70 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No problems at all.
It'd be, I think, would kind of be an interesting amendment if we could ever get people to vote on it. Would be something called term limits. I don't know if that would, that might be something worthwhile, but how are you going to be able to vote on that? Maybe we just have a big election and not even tell the guys in Congress, hey, here we go. Kirk, thank you, sir. Hey, we will check with you again 1 hour from now. That's Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal, Stephen 10 in the morning, here on KNSS. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, we'll get the latest on the death of actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, not a good day yesterday for Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom, so we'll chronicle some of that coming up in sports.
Got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up.
Yeah, coming out of the weekend, we'll give you box office results and get you all your entertainment news. And that'll be coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.